Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for dropping into the Earth Channel. This is your host, Pan Agent 57, Jason G. Gibson on the wire. Today is Gregorian, May 27th, Spectral Alpha 26, Keen 259, the precursor to 20. That's Cosmic Sun, Keen 260, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and tonight we're privy to introduce continue on in the meditation, which introduces the dream spell science of time. This is science for everyone. This is an applied cosmological approach towards bringing you the very best of. The taglines are 4 is to 7, the 7 is to 13, and we are privy to be joined this evening with an old friend, Roger Kelly, Blue Lunar Eagle. Met this cat when I got off the plane in Chile. We arrived in a very busy terminal, international terminal, and it wasn't long before our ride arrived to give us a lift to the event site, which again was in the countryside of Picarqui, Santiago, Chile, bringing you back to the Earth Wizard Seminary tonight. Skirting over the journey of Time Shift Earth 2012. This is the cosmogenesis. This is spiral time 1320. Botan's going to round us out with practical chrononautics, a very interpersonal development paradigm shift, absolutely applicable in your life today. And I want to thank you again for joining us. I'm going to bring Roger in, and hopefully we got the connect here. 3, 2, 1. Roger, you out there?
Yes. Hello, my friend Jason. Hello, good evening. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for joining us. I know it can be challenging, coming out with your mind's eye, your view, and your mission and all that. They say the more you know, the less you So we got to continually draw each other out and in.
Yes, and Blue Lunar Eagle, Roger Kelly, is guided by Blue Lunar Hand, Jason Gibson.
Come on, are you kidding me? Well, no wonder I can't just let you off the hook easy.
So you're gonna guide me through, Jason, and that's great because I've always been inspired. Not with everything you say, but certainly with a lot of things. And I always find that interesting, that especially when you find someone who is encoded into your destiny at birth. And that's very interesting. Yes. So please guide me, Jason.
Well, hey, dude, it's been some time. I contacted you recently off of the Planet Art Network info website, and it was good to see that you're there, your phone number's there, that you really are here and going the distance. And we were talking a little bit about the nature of this up and coming 260-day count that takes us to the winter solstice, which everybody's hemming and hawing about. Nobody's quite sure, but Hollywood's running amok with their ideas, and we've got a much better game plan that we're just simply mirroring, and so tomorrow being 1320 or yellow cosmic sun keen 260, setting the tone for the next cycle, the 260-day spin. You were talking about your involvement in the Baha'i faith.
36. Which is a fractal of 360.
Right. And this is a fractal cosmology, so like spokes on a wheel, man. It's radial.
Not only radial, but we come full circle.
Yeah, we've come full circle, and you're doing some writing and scribing some ideas, and I suspect you said that come Red Magnetic Dragon, Keen 1, Spectral 28, that you're going to be filling the slot of a priest of sorts or a navigator, or what are you doing with the Baha'i Faith? What's going on with that?
Well, thank thank the almighty goodness, God, I discovered, well, I was guided, I suppose, to the Baha'is, and I spent about 2 years reading and attending services and coming to know Baha'is before I joined. And it's a whole new adventure. It's like it is what I was missing. I've always felt that understanding is the synthesis of one's mind and heart. And for me, my experience in the 13 moons was that the heart dimension was something that seemed to be lacking in my experience. And now with the discovery of the Baha'is, that's beginning to not only be nourished, but I sense someday, God willing, will blossom. And I look forward to this, and I am actively working with this idea of working with both centers in order to produce understanding in my life. Because for me, understanding is the gateway or the portal into the eternal, which is always vertical to the timeline as we move through our lives. And it's this this portal into eternity that is really intriguing me. And it is the Baha'is that are allowing me, or my nurturing of the Baha'i information, the Baha'i prayers especially, because that's what nurtures the heart. The Baha'is are interested in nurturing one's heart, and they do it very well. And I, being a person who have, you know, gone to a lot of religions, I was a Muslim for a while, and I was a Christian, and I went after my Catholic experience, I became a Protestant, and, you know, all of those sort of things that one does. But when I entered into the Baha'i, it was just really very beautiful and very magical at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Roger that. You know, the Star Almanac says that on Spectral 28, this is the anniversary of Baha'u'llah's
Baha'u'llah,
ascension.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's a beautiful word, isn't it? It's the glory of God. And
another cat that offered up his life for what he believed in. And I know that his story you were telling me about, you know, the price that he paid in establishing the, perhaps we'll get into that, you know, in another segment. But the it's interesting that the synchronic order, the next 260-day spin, begins with that ascension date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives us a chance actually to step into, you know, into our role, or into our quintessential function.
Did I tell you that the Baha'is have a, you know, they have their own calendar? And
you did.
It's a 19-day calendar, and then there are 19 months to the calendar. So it's 19 days, 19 months, for a total of 361. And there's a really interesting mystery here, because 361 is, of course, 360 plus 1. But 19 squared, which is 361, is a square. And yet 360, which is just 361 minus 1, which is 360, is a circle. So we move, as it were, from the circle to the square via 1. And there's this very wonderful contemplative mystery about, well, how is that so? We take one step from 360 to 361. And not only do we change, but we change shape. We change from a circle to a square. We change, as it were, from the invisible to the visible, the manifestation. And that's what Baha'u'llah is. He is the manifestation of the invisible Almighty. So the divine, as it's called, the divine unity is the bringing together of He who is the manifestation of God and He who is the invisible, the incomprehensible, the unknowable, Him and the manifestation being one and the same, which is really, for me, is like a, for the first time, getting a sense or an understanding of the law of correspondence. You know, and the law of correspondence of time, for instance, being for every point in space, there exists a corresponding invisible moment in time. And for every invisible moment in time, there exists a corresponding visible point in space. Well, that idea really comes to life, flowers with this movement from the circle to the square. Anyway, those are the kind of things that kind of keep my mind occupied, and I'm really interested in those things because it brings together the word and the science, and I think that's one thing that is lacking both in science is the revelation, and then in the world of revelation and religion, what's lacking or what seems to be lacking is the science. So I'm very much interested in moving or bringing together these two worlds, the worlds of the round, as it were, invisible, or the round, mysterious, and the square manifestation.
Hey, let's see if we can do that in squeezing the next segment into the box of the 1260 mindset today, and you know we can explore any facet of this cosmology and find ourselves half a day into sourcing threads of thought. I want to thank you for priming this particular segment, Roger, and I look forward to connecting
with
you. Oh, it
totally played. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't.
No, you're good. No, that's
yeah,
totally good.
Ah, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend, and I hope we can do this again sometime. Huh? Will you invite me back?
Yeah, man, I'm going to be on the air, you know, again tomorrow. And if you want to, you know, refine the segment, or if you want to create a segment, or if you want to discuss your work in detail, and
sometime
and,
I'd like to do that with you, Jason. That sounds good. And I'm really, I want to thank you for your effort of getting on the air and getting this information out to people. I guess this is very important. What it does is we, for the first time, we have in the form of a calendrical, we're able to enter inside and verify what we're thinking about on the inside, on the outside, in real time. And that's, you know, who has that kind of, you know, in the here and now corresponding beauty? It's 1320 is what it is. And that is the universal time and frequency as far as I'm concerned. And for a lot of other people concerned, it is not based upon belief. It's based upon experience. And that's what distinguishes it, isn't it?
That's right. That's in real time. And I hope that on the phone here and listen to the up-and-coming segment. I hope that you're able to hear it clearly and give me some feedback as to how that's coming through on your end. And we've got 15 minutes left to do so. So
yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Thanks again,
segment.
Jason. It's been
you're
wonderful
welcome,
talking
Roger.
To you.
Thank you.
All Love the you, best, man. And we'll speak soon, I hope.
We will, most definitely.
Okay, bye now.
All righty. See you soon. Welcome back. Carquín Chile. That was Roger Kelly, Blue Lunar Eagle, helping this here segment. Rolling it to you. And we're going to have to do our best to hop over and give you the appropriate file, because what the system has done, and it, again, we're using the Blog Talk Radio utility, is it has used the wrong file. And we have already covered this segment. So we're going to cut this one short. We're going to cut this one short, and I'm going to take it from here. We're going to remedy this circumstance here with a quickness, and I want to thank you for your patience. We had a part to the meditation uploaded, and apparently that's not what we're getting. So bear with me for a moment. We'll go with the heart consciousness meditation, and we'll see if we can't remedy this. Okay, y'all. Well, my apologies, because what we've done here is we've uploaded the appropriate file, but again, dealing with the coinkydink of a utility that does give us a great deal of benefit and what have you, but you are stuck with Pan Agent 57 for the duration of tonight's segment. So I'll just on the fly give you an update as to what we're contemplating for wrapping up this spin. This is an opportunity to seal and recapitulate the ground that we've covered. And developing your personal practice, some of the things that you can do in attaining your degree into that initiate understanding is maintaining your personal journey journal, in this case your magical diary. And the Earth Wizard's Almanac is just that. It's essentially a worksheet, a series of worksheets that gives you it gives you a real way of applying the knowledge so that you can actually integrate the understanding, the colors, the chromatics, the function of the tones, the power, the essences, the action, put into motion the materials so that you can really benefit from the planning aspects of the 13 moons in motion. And this has got to be one of the most fundamental facets or benefits to the count and the calendar itself, and that is really attaining your goals and understanding where you are at any given stage of development or manifestation of your intent. In this case, we're wrapping up the star wave spell. Star wave spell is also a fractal wave spell, which is essentially the 13-year dream spell genesis cycle that fractals year 2000 to 2013. And so when you get into working the 13 moon planner, you're going to see that there are various levels that you, when you apply this template to your earth walk or your journey. And in this case, we're saying that this is a fractal cosmology that paces in real time your experience on multiple levels so that you can become attuned to the synchronic order and the sensibility that gives you access to the finite perception of other worlds, perhaps, or other elements, orbits, or divinities, whether they be characters or whether they be threads of thought or any other entity, whether it be paranormal or from times past or times future, giving you a context so that you can really begin to enter into the modern, know where you're at in any given moment. It's an incredible knowledge base, so to take it one day at a time and to ease into the practice like Bolanek has instructed in times past, you cannot know everything at once. So in developing your prowess of meditation, you've got the Vipassana, and that's the tradition of mindfulness and contemplation, visualization, and presence, localizing and focalizing your presence within your body and your immediate surroundings to really be in tune with the which is the shamatha or samatha, depending upon your orientation, and that's the mindlessness or the emptiness or the calm abiding, and that's essentially the breath work that goes into clearing your mind, becoming overworked or too busy in the course of contemplating your day's worth or in integrating your experience. Now, the dynamics of time and consciousness have helped us to attune to the dynamism, the analog antipode dynamisms, that which enhances or builds your memory or supports the mind, and that which challenges the memory or reconstructs the memory or represents the waning of a day or an experience where you're now moving into a very distinct facet of integration or synthesis. And so know that the sun as a regulator has a circadian influence, life, and that's why in the morning when we rise and the chi enters from the east, we have a rising and we sense the energy coming in as we come out of our dream state into the morning's worth That's when our faculties turn on. That's when our learning is crisp and clear, and we can move into our daily practice. And as we approach the zenith, we're moving into the peak of a day when your digestion is the strongest, when your faculty is optimized, and when people are most apt to cooperation. Now, anybody who's self-employed or works in a corporate environment will know that there are certain times for certain things, and that everybody has a rhythm or a way to be approached. That there are certain ways of doing things, and timing is the key. When trying to get what you need or accomplish task at hand, and we live in a time where people are at odds with themselves and with others, and are difficult to work with in terms of attaining some greater cooperative value or some attainment or some project or activity that really catapults us forward. You'll notice in the afternoon, while the majority of people are working, that the day is waning and the energy is dipping. And the Oregonian did a comprehensive study a number of years ago that determined that about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your energy dips, your life force wanes, and that's when we should be moving into shamatha meditation. That's when we should be applying principles of emptiness. Well, countries, you've got people who take siesta and relax their brains from the overexertion that is required in the course of your daily activities. And in this case, we live in a world of commerce, and there's an overemphasis on logic and an overemphasis on the ego and an overemphasis on the masculine dominant traits that keep you ever so sharp and cunning and awake. And there's good things and merits to be said about that. And of course, without the balance of the feminine hemisphere and that which calms and soothes your nerves, then you can find yourself burning too hot, too heavy, and then your energy crashes. And so what we're trying to say, this is a very practical science where, from the perspective of self-regulating your energy body, that you can use these tools and this knowledge and these codes to attune your personal life force so that you feel optimized more often than not, so that you have more success with your relationships, so that your communication is clear, so that you are burning hot when you need to the most, and so that you really have a sense of clarity in your day, in your relationships, in attaining the worth of your will, in accomplishing task at hand, in manifesting the things that you need to generate abundance, to take care of yourself and your family. So again, the science of synchrony, the key to the mystery behind the ambiguity of an illusory economy, a Christian corporate charter, where the doctrine of discovery has now become the time is money philosophy of a world system out of time. And that's the gist of the up-and-coming segments, and that's the gist of the segments prior. And it's such a simple, simple understanding, and a base understanding at that. But being that we have been consumed in this consumerism, we need to be brought back into the fundamentals of harmony, and that's what the science of synchronicity is here for. That's what you can do with this material. And again, want to get the nitty gritty, labor ready handyman network. Know that we will have another up and coming segment scheduled for tomorrow night, and that you can dial into the show at any time. The phone number is 347-539-5144. It's a live show for a reason. The more you know, the less you show, so don't become a closet case on me. We're going to draw you out, draw you in with a gin grin, and then we're going to begin this Native Nations Conscious Caravan trip with the intention of synchronizing our family in the course of diving deep into the South so that we can really explore our worth, to apply our divinatory craft, to remember the songs that we've stashed, and to release the subliminal input that we have been cultivating through study into the external world of appearances, so that we can appreciate the inner development as we craft a kingdom of great spirit in the course of pursuing the mystery of the stone. Thanks again for joining us. Check out gorgewellness.org. Check out splashwebs.org. Peace be with you. Respects, gratitude to the veterans. We remember, and we're going all the way. Have yourself another day. Occupy your home, occupy your living room, occupy your body, and let's get real with the deal. All right. Broadcasting to you live, Bud Strider in the... See you soon. Ciao for now.